Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Tomorrow, March 8th, is International Women's Day, and this is celebrated globally. This year, the theme is Accelerate Action. And this campaign demands urgent and decisive steps to speed up gender equality and address the very sluggish pace of progress. We are ready to empower women and girls everywhere. Today, let's dive into a very pressing topic, the gender gap in healthcare, and let's unpack what's at stake and why it's time to act for our women. I think it's critical. Global economic impact. If unresolved, the gender health gap is projected to cost the economy over $1 trillion by 2040. In terms of menopause and productivity, in Canada, for example, menopausal symptoms lead to the loss of over 540,000 workdays annually, costing the economy more than $3.5 billion each year due to loss of productivity and income. And you know that we need to address this problem, because if you're not motivated by the necessity for women's health, women's mental status, women's goodness and wellness overall, at least economically speaking, financially speaking, and on the business front, we need to look at the fact that lost days at work due to issues where women's health has not stepped up is tremendously important to the global economy. I want to emphasize a call to action. We have to address this gender gap in healthcare. Advocacy and awareness are the biggest ways that we're going to do this. And it means even in our industry, in aesthetics, to address inadequacies where women's health and women's issues are not being adequately addressed or researched. We think that skin is skin in our aesthetic industry, and I tell you, it's not. Women's skin is different from men's skin. Women's skin has hormone receptors for estrogens, progesterone, even testosterone, and things that literally have not been researched. Men age so differently than how women age. They have thicker dermis, they have more hair follicle length, they have improvements in skin aging that women do not have. And looking at the biologic basis of aging is so critical in this regard. Research shows that biomedical studies have long favored male subjects. Think male lab animals and men in clinical trials. This has created massive gaps in understanding women's health. And studies reveal that conditions like heart disease and autoimmune disorders often present differently in women. And yet, the data lags behind. So the result is treatments that maybe are not customized or ideally positioned for half the population. And that's not unfair. That is just, it's inappropriate research funding dollars. 50% of the population means 50% of the research dollars, and the healthcare crisis and attention needs to go to women's health. So what's the fix? I say we prioritize women's health, especially around aging and chronic conditions. Studies show that menopause, osteoporosis, Alzheimer's, and neurodegenerative disorders, these hit women differently in unique ways, but the areas are underexplored. We don't want to just treat illness and wait for women to lose their vitality and have decrepit aging and deterioration. We want to ensure women thrive as they age, at every age, and with the onset of problems of each decade, to literally invest dollars in spending how to improve that decade of thriving. We can't just do guesswork, and we can't just sugarcoat the solution and add women to the brochure, but not add them to the clinical trials, and not add them to the research panelists, and not add them to the overall levels of government running women initiatives for healthcare. This is where Accelerate Action comes in. The studies indicate we need bold moves, more funding for women's health research, policies requiring women to be equally represented in clinical trials, and better gender-specific data. And we even need to subdivide this data into premenopausal and perimenopausal and postmenopausal, because each of these categories is a different type of aging. Research shows that healthcare providers, scientists, and policymakers should and could team up to make this happen, but this has been painfully slow progress, and the data shows it's time to pick up the pace. Why does this matter beyond medicine? It's an economic and a social problem, too. One of my friends, Dr. Jennifer Perlman, mentioned in one of her quoted articles that healthcare for women strengthens not only the workforce, it supports families, and it reduces healthcare costs. Studies suggest fewer preventable illnesses and more women leaders in communities will give us a global economic shift. So I think that with International Women's Day around the corner, our mission should be to empower women and girls worldwide. The evidence is loud and clear, and the gender gap in healthcare is fixable if we accelerate action. This can't just be a theme for a weekend. It is a mandate. Women's health needs to be a priority. And the question is, are you guys ready to step up? I want to accelerate action in the field that we're in our industry, in aesthetics. I've wanted to have a mission of getting more women involved in the research arm of developing products and looking at how women's skin ages differently from men's skin. Women are underrepresented in running research clinical trials. When large companies and industry go to sponsor a clinical trial project, they will reach out to people who've been in the industry a long time, many of whom have excellent reputations, and of course, they want someone with substance and experience. But I implore you, how are we to develop women leaders with substance and experience if we don't give them a chance to put their foot in the door? Every time I've made progress in this industry, it's because of a male mentor who's helped me, who's introduced me to be on a panel, to be on a committee, to someone at a company. And that's been my way of getting my foot in the door, but I just know how hard the struggle has been for me, and I wonder how hard it would be for another woman in aesthetics to try get in. And I want to pave the door and the doorway with wide open entry for anyone who's interested in research and wants to be involved in clinical trials and wants to put their foot in the game. It's so important that companies have a pathway to foster women in research. If you are a person in industry and you are listening right now and you have a medical, safety liaison, data office where research comes through, I want you guys to reach out and create a channel for women to apply to be clinical researchers and submit investigator-initiated trials and get research grants. And I want channel specific where if you're a woman, you're given a little extra consideration, or perhaps there's a category for new entry into clinical trials and research. There's only one way that we're going to bring a woman's perspective into selecting trial participants and inclusivity of bringing more women of different stages of life and different stages of the hormone pathways of life. We can only bring these into trials if we recognize their importance, and women are going to be driving that boat. We need to empower women to start with more research, find pathways to research grants, and mentoring in science. And this is how we're going to change the dialogue of what's happening in health, because currently, most of the research in a field that's predominantly women is being done by men. That's not a bad thing. It's just time for improvement and change. It's time to be more inclusive and bring women into the path of learning more about how we age. I feel we have a different perspective, and I feel that we are owed this. We put so much time and energy into building ourselves as individuals, then we build our families, we raise the children, we make the homes and the households, and we have a second job after treating patients every day, and it's doing all of that. And so when the time comes that women have time in their lives to branch out and begin a process of wanting to change the gender gap and participate in healthcare and help to drive the research in the right directions, we should make inroads into that. We should definitely carve out a pathway for women to succeed in healthcare research. I'm looking forward to seeing that trickle down to our patients as well. Well, guys, that's it for today's episode. The question is, who's ready to step up and accelerate action with me? Thanks for tuning into this 5-Minute Friday, and share it with someone. Share it with someone special. Keep this conversation alive. Send a message to your friends in industry and in the research side. Tell people if you're interested to do research and you are a budding woman intelligent scientist, you want to get in there, send me a message too. We all need to get together on this pathway. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's BeautyByDrK, D-R-K-A-Y, and our website is the same, BeautyByDrK.com. That's where you can find many of our podcasts. We've done almost 600 podcasts this year and in the previous years, and I'm so proud of our mission. I want to wish you a very impactful International Women's Day tomorrow. Let's turn Accelerate Action into reality, and see you next time. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.